AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A shutdown is looming for the Department of Homeland Security. Lawmakers in the House and Senate are set to leave Washington for a 10-day recess. And Democrats are continuing to demand new restrictions on President Trump's immigration enforcement crackdown. Unlike the record 43-day shutdown last fall, the closures will be narrowly confined as only agencies under the DHS umbrella, like Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Protection, will be affected. A U.S. Marine's adoption of an Afghan war orphan will stand. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the story.
The Virginia Supreme Court's ruled a U.S. Marine and his wife will keep an Afghan orphan they brought home in defiance of the U.S. government's decision to reunite her with her Afghan family. The decision reverses two lower court rulings that found the adoption so flawed it was void from the moment it was issued. But the justices wrote Virginia law cements adoption orders after 6 months, no matter how flawed, and even if it was obtained by fraud. Three justices dissented, calling the decision cancerous. The original adoption order was granted in 2020, when the child was still in Afghanistan. I'm Ben Thomas.
German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has called on the U.S. and Europe to, quote, repair and revive transatlantic trust together, arguing that being part of NATO is also to America's advantage. Merz made the comments as he opened the Munich Security Conference today, an annual gathering of top global security figures. Last year's gathering set the tone for growing differences between the Trump administration and Europe. This year's meeting brings together top European officials with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and many others. Inflation fell to a nearly five-year low in January to 2.4%, marking its lowest level in nearly 5 years. This is AP News. Police say a Slovak fugitive who had been on the run for 16 years was finally arrested when he turned up in Milan to support his national ice hockey team at the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics. The 44-year-old man was wanted by Italian authorities for a series of thefts committed in 2010. Two NBA teams are facing hefty fines for engaging in a practice known as tanking.
The NBA fined the Utah Jazz $500,000 for sitting healthy stars late in close games. The league announced the decision on Thursday. The Jazz kept players out of recent fourth quarters, even though games were tight. The NBA said the players could have kept playing. Utah also faced previous fines tied to resting Lauri Markkanen. The Pacers were also fined $100,000 for holding out Pascal Siakam and other starters. The policy targets teams that chase better draft odds by losing on purpose. I'm Gethin Kulba.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.